Hey, everybody, we have a special guest joining us here. It's one of the members of the dynamic duo known as Four Richards, a fixture in the Bluffton community for a couple of decades now. They made headlines a couple of months ago when they decided that after 14 years, I believe, they were going to close their restaurant. Allie is joining us now to tell us a little bit more about what is next for the Poor Richards duo. First of all, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you? It's been a little while.
I'm good. You know, obviously you caught a lot of people by surprise when you made the announcement back in January that you guys were done. You know, you were going to close an unbelievably popular restaurant. Can you tell us a little bit? You know, we don't need to go into a whole lot of detail, but what were the bigger factors that went into you guys deciding, you know what, this chapter is done for now?
Well, Jesse, we're going into year 15. October would have been a full 15 years. Uh-huh. And it was so much fun. And we loved everything about it. All of the memories we made and the friends we made and the people we met. It was just time. Running a restaurant is not easy. It's fun if you really love it, but it's really not easy. It takes a toll on you. We had almost our entire staff for the full time. So we're all just at a point where we want to do something different in this industry that we all love and we do so well at, and just not that rigmarole of that every night. You know, I was there at 7 a.m. and sometimes I wouldn't leave until 11 p.m. Yeah, I got a quick break in the middle of the day, but you know, Richard was there all day. Justin was there all day. Leah, you know, half of the afternoon and all night long. So we all just needed a break. We're all still going to work together, but this private chef and in-home catering is just something we've evolved into. You know, we have such great one-on-ones with all of our customers. I have a phone list of VIP text reservations, you know, and when we closed, I just started blowing up. You know, we can't come to you. Can you come to us? And we said, yes. But it was just time, those four walls, it was just time to get out of that four-cornered room for a little while.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I will never forget, and I've shared it a couple of times with people. When a restaurant closes, people don't realize, you know, what goes into that. I'll never forget Richard telling me years ago, you know, even on our days off, I have to stop by to make sure that the freezer is still on, because if I lose power, I lose thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. And, you know, it happened very fast. I will say that. You know, I have a real estate friend of mine, Ned Gillen. He's a restaurant guru. I worked for him a million years ago when I was much younger. Over and over again, I worked for Ned. And I looked at Ned and I said, I'm kind of tired, buddy. I hate to say that out loud, but I'm tired of this exact business. He said, well, Allie, I'm going to sell it for you. And I said, okay, well, good luck. You know, whatever happens, I'm cool with that. 4 days later, he called and goes, it's sold. And they want to get moving. They want to get in there in February. They want to move. Yeah. The kids are young, the aggressive team, they're ready to go. Let's remodel that building. I said, well, I think we can get out in a month and a half. This was before Christmas. I'm already in the weeds with Christmas and all the and everything. And I said, okay, give us a couple of weeks to get it together and see if we can do it. And we did it. You know,
you did. It was a quick turnaround. And as you know, they just opened a few days ago.
I know. So I was there for a quiet opening. A Wednesday night. Yeah.
It sounds to me like you were presented with, okay, well, now I said it. Now it's reality. Do we want to do this? It took 2 seconds to say, yeah, let's get out. Was it because you were already thinking about doing your private chef thing, or that kind of built itself after the fact?
We were already going to turn that space into what we wanted it to be if we were going to stay there for another 5 years, which, you know, that was looking like the plan. We were going to shut down the nightly restaurant business anyway, maybe do a couple nights a week, but turn it into more of a catering kitchen. You know, Bluffton doesn't have a catering kitchen. We have one. It's in Riverwalk. It's crazy. So we were going to make that place a catering kitchen. And, you know, that's not out of the question for some other spot. But right now, we just needed to move on and let the kids have it. I mean, they're so young and gorgeous from Italy and going to kill it, you know. But they have that energy and that drive to be in there 20 hours a day.
You know, it's funny you refer to them as kids, because I was just on another podcast and I kept referring to those kids are talented. And I had to remind people who are listening to this, they're in their 20s, you know, maybe upper 30s, but to compare to us, they're kids and the food is fantastic. There's a lot of talent there. You agree?
Thank you. And it's just ironic. You know, Richard and I had that 5-year plan where we want to move to the Marche region of Italy where his family is. And it's just kind of crazy that the team that came in and made us the offer are young Italians. You know, it's like, this is a beautiful, cyclical kind of copacetic thing that happened, and we were really happy about it. I'm thrilled for them. They're talented.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So tell us now about the new venture. It's what is it? Two magic chefs?
Okay. Richard and Justin have been using this for a while now. Two chefs, no magic. You know, they don't really count me. I'm just pastry. Oh, well, that's fine.
Just pastry.
Fish anyway, to be honest. Also, two chefs, no magic. You know, because people would say, how are you guys doing this? You know, just two of you guys online, a restaurant full of people. How's this happening? They say, oh, two chefs, no magic. We just work together. Everybody does what they should do in a timely manner, and we work together. So we're going to do the personal chef, and it's two chefs, no magic. You either get Richard and Justin, or me and Richard, or me and Justin, or one of us and Leah, or whoever, you know, but you're going to get a couple of us, and we're going to do the smaller parties. We've got a couple of big parties to kick it off with, you know, 50 plus, which is a lot, and it's totally fun and doable, but we like those 25 and under, those small gatherings in your house where everybody can really connect and talk and sip the wine and watch what you do and, you know, poke in the pan and ask you questions. So that's what we're looking to do. And the farmer's market's coming, and Richard is excited about the Bluffton farmer's market, and maybe Hilton Head, if you're listening. He wants to get out there and do something at the farmer's market.
Demos and stuff like that?
All of that. You know, sauteing soft shell crabs, putting out as soups, our dinners to go. You know, we still have customers calling us. Will you just whip me up four, you know, Chilean sea bass or four triggerfish dinners and drop them by the office? And I'm like, absolutely, I can do that. So, you know, we're going to do a lot of that. And we love the farmer's market. That's just a fun crowd out there. Mm-hmm. And it's outside. Mm-hmm. It's out in the air. So I say, go for
it. Let me know when you do the scallops and mornay at the farmer's market. I'm running by.
It's coming. Absolutely. Still, I'm better at sitting still than Richard is, but.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, the best farmer's market in the region is Bluffton, because there's actual chefs there. You can eat, and it's, you know, you can get. It's interactive. It's great. So you guys are, it sounds like 10 to 100. And you're for hire?
Yes, we're for hire. The website is getting revamped right now to kind of get rid of the Poor Richard's vibe and get the restaurant stuff out of it. And that'll pop up probably in the next week or two. And I'm just having my people DM me on Instagram or just text me. You all have me in your phone. Just that's kind of how it started. You know, we just started getting the text and said, okay, let's go. So yeah, just reach out.
How far in advance are you booking now?
Right now we're booked through the third week in April. Okay. So after that, it's pretty much filling up, but it's nice. We have, you know, we're taking small parties. We can do two or three of those a week as opposed to that one big party.
You know, I'll be honest. I love that for you guys, because if you want to take the weekend off and escape to Charleston or go to a Widespread Panic concert or wherever it is that you go, you can turn down the gig and go.
Thank you. Whereas we just escaped to Charleston. King Barbecue, right. By the way, my first time at King Barbecue. And how long has it been there? So good.
Yeah.
I want to go eat. I need to go eat a lot more around.
Yeah, of course. You guys, so you were telling me you took the month of February off. You're now back at it. And it's how different does it feel to kind of be liberated of the space?
It feels a lot different. It feels great. I'm not going to lie. I love being able to use somebody's kitchen, clean it up and get out and not worry about everything that comes with that kitchen I just rented or walking into your house, because I'll leave your house spotless. You know, I'm good with that. But it's just nice to do something different in the same realm that we really love. So it's good. Sure. It's all good.
Good for you. Thank you. Well, my best to Richard. Tell him I said hello.
I will. He's all right.
Tell us one more time where everybody can find you to start booking up some summer dates.
They can still find us at Instagram and Facebook. It's Poor Richard's Bluffton on both of those. Message me if you'd like, and keep an eye out, because Poor Richard's 843. The website is coming back up soon. You know, we've kept all the same stuff, just the phone numbers have changed. So, but they're on social. Just look me up there.
Very good. Allie Rogers, Richard Canestrari, the engine, two of the engines, because I know you got a lot of help.
No, rest
behind
of the
Poor Richard's. We will be eating and liking soon enough.
Thank you very much. See you soon, Jesse.
Take care.
Thank
See you,
you
soon.